Today on Be'ez Hashem we learn Daf Gimel of Masechtas Nedarim. Some of the topics we learned about include a continuation of the reasons for the Mishnah's preference to first explain Yadis, several Torah sources for Yadis Nedarim, Linder Neder, Hekesh Nedarim LeNaziris, Kechel Hayetz Mipiv Yase, the case in which a Nazir transgresses the Isser Bal Yachal, Rava's case in which the Isser Bal Ta'achar applies to Naziris. Some of the terms and concepts we learn about include the Gemara Daf Yud cites a machlokes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish as to why Kinuyim Nedarim are effective. As the Ran explains, they both agree that Kinuyim Midei Raisa, a Kinu is effective Midei Raisa, because Nedarim Namorim B'chol Lashon, a Nedar can be expressed in any language. However, they disagree as to the reason that a Kinu is considered a Lashon Nedar. Rabbi Yechon holds Lashon Nochrim Heim, these words are used in foreign languages. Shlakish holds, Lashon Shabadu Lehem HaChacham Lias Noiderbay. The Chacham initiated that Nedarim should be expressed with these words, and Askamas Chachamim Ka Askamas Umais. The Chacham can establish a language as much as the other nations. Yadois Midei Raisa. A partial statement of a Neder is a valid Neder Midei Raisa, and the Gemara cites the Torah source for Yadois. It is called Yadois because it's like the Yad or handle of a pot, which enables one to lift the entire pot. Dibur Torah Kalashim Ne'adam. There is a machlokes when there is a yisur lashon. The Torah repeats a word. One opinion, dibur Torah kalashon bnei adam. The Torah speaks in the manner of people. Therefore, when the Torah repeats a word, lav l'drasha asi, the word does not teach an additional halacha. Another opinion, loy dibur Torah kalashon bnei adam. The Torah does not speak in the manner of people, and when the Torah repeats a word, l'drasha asi, the word teaches an additional halacha.